2 Minute Crypto, Wild Thoughts 2. Welcome to 2 Minute Crypto. Today I'd like to add the next installment to the Wild Thoughts series and pose the question whether it is likely a central bank will be the catalyst for a major jump in the price of Bitcoin. Okay, so we all know we're in an extended bear market. Each perceived level of support has given away, as has the next and the next. When focused on such grim and grinding price action, any positive outlook can be difficult to formulate, and optimism can seem entirely hollow. And yet there's so much to be optimistic about. Project Mainnet launches, tech development, use case implementation, new partnerships, the building of a crypto infrastructure, and the slow but meaningful penetration of the crypto narrative into the broader social landscape. On that optimistic note, let's explore what, in my opinion, is a possible, even likely catalyst for a future price explosion for Bitcoin. Namely, the first time a central bank, any central bank, adds Bitcoin to their balance sheet. It won't have to be much, say a few billion or so, a drop in the ocean for any central bank, but that drop could release a tsunami of interest in Bitcoin. Once one central bank dips its toe into crypto, others will surely follow. The first movers in this instance are extraordinarily likely to see massive returns in investment. So this knowledge that may eventually tempt the monetary authorities of a nation to diversify into crypto. The lockstep adherence to the old financial legacy system is not set in stone. It's strong until the very moment it isn't. So which central bank might take the leap? It likely won't be one of the big boys, the Americas and the UKs of this world, who have such a vested interest in maintaining the status quo which favours them so strongly. But a somewhat financially marginalised nation, a Brazil, a Vietnam, or a Philippines, or independently minded nations such as Switzerland or Sweden, may well go their own way and break ranks. Japan, a nation mired in low growth, high debt, declining population and economic output, may see an opportunity for growth which has eluded them for decades. Lastly, perhaps Russia might decide to act on this call for a move away from the dollar as the world's global reserve currency. Once the door is pried open, welcome to the flood. A wild thought? Perhaps. But in my opinion, over a long enough time frame, near certainty. Thanks for listening.